So we're almost halfway through Adar Rishon, and we're about to go back to something that we spoke about back in Chodesh Elul. I guess it's probably appropriate that we're ending off our chelek of this part of the perek. Hopefully, we're moving on to other parts of the brachim of the perek very, very soon. But we're ending off almost with the same words that we began with. We opened up with Abba Avos Tzikin, and the very first observation of the Gemara was that Avos Bechlal Dolat. He could told us, they got to be told us. And if you remember, we spent about the first 2 months of the year trying to identify what those told us were. All thank you to who? To who remembers? Who was back in that day? Omar, a pup, or pup was the one who told us that the others have told us, and some of the told us are like the others, some are not like the others, which led us to discuss some very, very small, you know, very, very limited in scope sugyas. Everything we ever want to know about Bor and Hesh and Nogam Mazik and Shor and Karen and all the above, Tzoraras. It took us a good 2 months or so, and finally we solved what the toldos were and what the status of the toldos were and are. But now the Gemara goes back to almost that same exact observation, and now that we've spent the last, I don't know, 2 months or so on the additional Avos of Rabbi Yosher and Bichia, we come to the realization that the very word Avos is not appropriate when we're discussing Rabbi Yosher and Bichia, because quite frankly, there are no toldos to most of them. There are toldos to Shor and a Bor and a Mav and Hever, but can you please tell me what's the toldo of Shemachinim, please? Can you please give me an example of, give me a toldo of Tsar. Give me a toldo of Adam Zoman. I have no idea. The Eteris says there aren't any. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Bishlam l'tana didon tana avos l'chadik a toldo. Elder of the Chir, of the Eisha, of the Chadik, told us, told us, am I new? Wasn't it told? What are the told us? Where are they? Who are they? There aren't any. So why do you call them others? I'm Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba saves the day. Good way to remember it, Rabbi Abba, from the word Av. Kuvan to others, L'shalem mimeitav, says Rabbi Abba, that there's another reason, a legitimately different reason, why the Brei says, why the Heilige Rabbi Chir, Rabbi Eisha, invoked the term others, not having anything to do with any existence of toldos. There are no toldos for the other, the 20 additional avos tzikin, there are no toldos for. So why are they called avos? Because they have something in common with the arba avos tzikin. And what is that? That ultimately they are similar, that they all pay the meitav. Any and every one of these 24 that causes a hezek, whether it's a Shemachinim, whether it's a Mefagel, whether it's a Nezik Tari, whether it's a Maitishem, Kefala, you name it, anyone on the list is similar in that you pay Mimeitav, you pay back from your best property, as it says in the Chumash, Meitav, Mesadeh Meitav Kam Yishalem, you have to pay Meitav. So the question is, my time out. Well, what's the reason for that? So Bishlam, in the two cases that the Torah speaks about Meitav, the only two cases in Halach and the Pashto Mishpatim speaks about Meitav, what are they? I don't think this was a question even in 7th grade. What are the two cases? Shein v'regel. Ki yaver ish sadeh ocherem. What's the next word? V'shilach, that's what? Regel. Espi roi uvier, that's what? Shein. V'yev etechem meitav sadeh meitav kam yishalim. That's it. That's all there is right no more. Those are the only two cases that it says in Tosh v'chsav explicitly. So how in the world do we know to extrapolate to the other 22? Gemara says very, very easy. It's a cinch. It's a simple drasha. My timer, listen to this one. Asya tachas nesina yishalem kesef. It's a four-way gezeirah shava. Okay? Maybe this should be the Jeopardy question for the Shir Shabbaton. As to when we learned Masechet Yevamah, so the Jeopardy question that nobody got was what? Name the 15 cases in Masechet Yevamah that a potros terosayim, a tzar terosayim, and a chedit, and a yiv, matzef, olam. Nobody, including myself, got all 15. We got close, but no team could get it right. And so whoever can name this Gzeirah Shava in their sleep, we'll give you, what should we give them? An extra piece of pizza when it finally comes. Okay, good. So we'll, okay. So this very, very complicated Gzeirah Shava, Tachas Yishalem Kesef, any and every one of these Mazikin has this magic, one of these magic words in there, and therefore it all boils down to Meitav, Sadeh Meitav Kam Yishalem. It says Yishalem by Shein V'regel, it says Yishalem by something else, it's something else, it says Tachas, it says Nesi, the cat. Bottom line is you do the math, Rashi fills you in, Rashi takes you through a whirlwind tour of Pashas Mishpatim and beyond, and any and every one, pretty much, almost everyone, is covered by the magic words, and therefore there's a din derais, there's a pasuk, Gzeirah Shava. This is Halacha Moshe Mesina, Gzeirah Shavas are not made up. There's a tradition Mesina that Allah Avos Nezikin, Tei mi meitav. Ad kan divrei hasugya. Allah mazikin pei mi meitav. All of them that it says the words tachas asini shalom kesefin. But Rashi is honest and goes through the list, and a few of them fall between the cracks.
Before we even get into that, in terms of the Gemara, isn't it a very simple answer? Why are we calling them avos? Because there are such things as toldos.
But these don't have toldos. No, there are no. These things don't have toldos.
They themselves don't have toldos.
So why call them avos?
So they're treated like avos. We're trying to categorize.
Call them Elmo. What are you calling avos for? What does avos mean? Avos doesn't mean anything. Avos is a meaningless phrase. So the only similarity of avos is that it has that characteristic of Lashami Meita. Like the real book. There are only four avos. Everyone else is not really an av, but we call it an av because it's Lashami Meita. So Rashi did the math for you, went through the list, and he fell short. Now, truth to be told, a couple of them we fall short. We don't feel too bad about falling short. I don't feel terribly bad about falling short on the time of the Mem Menasech. You know why? Not the rice anyway, the rabban anyway, so called the tikkun rabbani came the rice tikkun, the mesachin and kein mazik. So no that kein adam mazik. Machin nefesh remi yishalmena. Oh, yishalmena. Isn't that one of them? Tachas yishalim. Good, close enough. Okay? But there is one glaring exception on the love of the rice. And what is that? The one that's missing is Adam's enemy. Now, it's not that we haven't spoken about Adam's omen this year. This has been a recurring theme. So we're right back. To Makas Abayz again, back to Adam Zomim. Adam Zomim, Rashi looked up, he went high and low, he googled all the psukim about Adam Zomim, all two psukim in Chumash and Basha Shoftim, and he realized that it doesn't say Nish Tachas, Nish Tesina, Nish Tesham, Nish Kesef. So he has a big problem. So why is it called Meitav? Why is it called Dinav? So Rashi came up with a creative drush. Rashi says, there is a drush here. Everyone saw the Rashi? What did Rashi say? Who saw the Rashi? What did Rashi say? Rashi says it says nefesh b'nefesh by Adam Zomim. That is true. Okay, most people don't know that's the original source for nefesh b'nefesh. The parish of Adam Zomim, a very strange source for a name of a wonderful organization, but nefesh b'nefesh. So it's very strange. But everyone runs Adam Zomim. This Yad B'Yad and this nefesh b'nefesh. We're still waiting for the organization that calls it Regel Baragel, the playing football the summer organization. Okay, so Rabosai. We got it? What did it say? What? Yad Biyan? Yad Biyan. Gevaldik. Okay. Ayin Ba'ayin. Okay. The Jewish ophthalmology organization. Ayin Ba'ayin. Okay. What do I say? Nefesh B'Nefesh, says Rashi. That's the Pasuk. Where, what, who, what? I didn't say anything about any Nefesh. What's Rashi talking about? So listen to this. Rashi says, Uchman D'Ksiv Tachas Domi. Because when you translate nefesh b'nefesh, translate it exactly, translate it in English. A soul is a missing word. It doesn't really translate properly into English. Soul in a soul. There means in, right? In, right? Nefesh b'nefesh. A soul in a soul. That's not what it means. What does nefesh b'nefesh really mean? It really means nefesh tachas nefesh. That's what it really means. Like ayin tachas ayin. So there's, I don't mean, you know, that there's a word missing. I mean, we believe Yamuna Shlema, you know, from the first days to the last Lamed, Kol Tarkul is nitna to from the Bereshit to Moshe Rabbeinu. Anyone who tells you otherwise, I don't care what position they hold in any institution, so that you're not allowed to believe. B'shum panim v'ofen. So state in the Heilige Torah, nefesh b'nefesh, it's commanded siv tachas nefesh. It doesn't really say it. If Malkoy would read, nefesh, tachas, nefesh. Guys, either he can't see well or he's not because so one of the two. So either way, he shouldn't be the Balkari. So,
there's something wrong with the
Zion's on Ayin. Ayin, Yerub, okay. So nefesh, b'nefesh. That would have been such a better organization now that I thought of it. Or is it Ayin, b'ayin, Yerub, b'shuv Hashem Tzion? That's the Pasuk. That's what's really fast about that. That should be renamed the organization. Like someone's
yeah.
What? What? There you have it. Okay. All right. My entrepreneurship at my ripe old age of whatever it is. Okay. So Zot Rashi, it says, Nefesh B'Nefesh, Command the Siv, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, Nami. And that make-believe word that doesn't appear in the Torah Shebichtav, that make-believe word can be used for gzeira shava to tell me a din d'oraisa that you have to pray made of. Well, where in the world did Rashi come up to say such a thing? I mean, I appreciate the problem, the dilemma that Rashi was facing, but this is quite a statement. That a make-believe word in the Chumash that doesn't, it's not there, that Oskel has to stick in to make it read smoothly for the English translation, oh, that's good enough for Gzeir Shava. So, is there any precedence for this in Chazal? So there's a Gemara a little bit like this. That's the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Yuma, where the Gemara has an interesting cloud about Gzeir Shavas. And again, this is all Tais Meisha, this is all Halacha Mashtir, Gzeir Shavas, L'chlala, for the Midishita and Adreshes Bem. So there's very little we can say logically about them. The Gemara is Gzeir Shavas in Parshas Mitzora. It says in one place, B'Shava Kohen, and it says another place, Uvaha Kohen. I'm not going to confuse you with what the significance of that Gzeir Shavas is, because I can never remember it myself. It's a long, 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 long Rashi in Parshas Mitzora about 1 week, removing the Avadim, and going, it's some very, very intricate din in Nigi Batim. But the bottom line is, there's a detail of a din vis-a-vis Nigi Batim and Nega Tzaras in a house, something that never Lehoivel a year, that Dereshu Kapos Chai, so we're officially being Dereshu Kapos Chai, that the Torah says in one place, Shavakain, another place, Vakain, and the Gemara learns that din in one to another, says, Ma Shiva this, Abia this, and Shoyim. So the Gemara says, huh? It's not the same word. You know what the Gemara says? Well, it's two words. What? So what? It's the same meaning, and for the purposes of Gzeir Shava, you can dash Gzeir Shava not just from identical words, you can dash Gzeir Shava from synonyms also. The Shava Kedabah Kain is the same, it means the Kain comes back. That's what the words mean. Either he comes back or he comes back. It doesn't make a difference whether the Torah describes Shiva or B, it's the same meaning, and therefore in the world of Gzeir Shavas, that is a legitimate acceptable Gzeir Shava. So the Chora, Rashi is building on that and taking it a step further. There, at least the words exist in Tosh B'Chsav, they're just different words, but it's concepts. There's a Gzeir Shava in the sense of a concept. So the phrase Nefesh B'Nefesh is conjuring up a certain concept, and the concept is really described by the words of Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, even though the word Tachas is in the Tosh B'Chsav, that also suffices for Gzeir Shava. Again, it's a stretch of the Gemara in Yuma, but at least it's something to go on. It's an extension of the Gemara Maseches Yuma. So Rashi has discovered for us the missing Gzeir Shava.
Can you already see this once this year?
No.
By the Gzeir Shava between Shabbos and Shalayim.
Behemah
and
Behemah. Yeah. Oh, Be'ira and Behemah. Right, right. Go on. Very good. Very good. Behemah and Be'ira. Right, right, right. Right. Synonym.
Crazy concept.
No. Chazal had this concept when you have synonyms. Rashi is a step past synonyms.
He's putting in a word.
He's putting in a word, right. That's already a whole nother level of a missing Gzeir Shava, so to speak. But it can aim this Rashi. Good, very good. I forgot about that. Very good. Do we have the sheets printed out for next again? There we go. So Taisa Benu Peretz, the third of the Marmakimus, is bothered with the same kasha, the missing link in terms of Adam's Zayman. There is no pasuk for Adam's Zayman. So says the Taisa Benu Peretz at the very end, three lines about the Eidish Mefarshim. There are some who say, the Samech Hagzei Reshava Desifrei, Nemakan Lo Sachos Einecha Gabi Adam's Zayman, V'nevel Ahalan Gabi Beishas V'katzeis Kabel Sachos Einecha, Ma'al Ahalan Meitav, Afkan Meitav, Kavaldik, Meiridik, that just as what, now we have a real Gzeir Shava to go on. This is the real McCoy. What's the real McCoy? It's the same word, but it's the same phrase. It says, Lo Sechos Einecha by Edim Zoymin. It says, Lo Sechos Einecha by Boshes. So just as by Boshes we all know it's Meitav, so too by Edim Zoymin we all know it's Meitav also. We can breathe a sigh of relief. Now, between you and me, which is a cleaner, simpler Gzeir Shava? Obviously, Tos Rabbeinu Peretz. So Rabbeinu Peretz themselves reject this Yesh Mefarshim on technical grounds, on textual grounds. What's the textual grounds? It's a great Gzeir Shava, that's probably not what the Bavli meant. Kach nirki de pirush Rashi. According to Rabbi Peretz, Yesh Mefarshim, that there's a fifth word that's a key word here, the fifth code word of losachas enecha. So then, if the Gemara is already spelling out the four way gzeirah shava, it should have mentioned the fifth way gzeirah shava. So mistimas abavli that didn't make reference to that gzeirah shava the sifrei. Basically, Rabbi Peretz is presenting it must be a machloikis. It must be that the Abiraim in Talmud Bavli didn't accept that sifrei. And if they didn't accept that sifrei, maybe that was a das yochid that tana the sifrei. I don't know. But we're not accepting that sifrei, so therefore we have to find a new pshat, and Rashi tries the best we have to go. And again, it bothered us a little bit. We weren't really sure what to do with it because it's a missing word. But we had to swallow our objections because we have nothing better to go on. And the sifrei's pshat, it's interesting, it's nice, but it doesn't appear in the Bavli Ki Huzeh. So the Rabbeinu Peretz didn't really opt in for that pshat. There's another big problem with the sifrei's drasha. You know what the other big problem with the sifrei's drasha is? Anyone know? Anyone know the other problem? There's another huge problem with the sifrei's drasha. According to the sifrei, what's teaching what? According to the sifrei, what?
The
according to the sifrei, the way Rabbeinu Peretz has quoted the sifrei, is that the starting point is Boshes, and Boshes is teaching me Hidden Zomim. So Boshes I already know Meitav. How do I know that? Other sources to figure out Boshes. Not so simple what those other sources are. Rashi also has what to say about that. Tachas HaShe'ina, Be'onis, maybe other pre-existing sources for Boshes, and Boshes is serving as a model for Hidden Zomim. Tosfos quotes the same Sifrei, except what? Backwards. Tosfos says, by the way, where did it say Boshes? Where does it say that Boshes pays be made of? Doesn't say it anywhere. So Tosfos makes reference to the same Sifrei. The Sifrei mafik Boshes with the katzosas kapel lo sochas enecha v'yalas b'yedim zolvin. The siv lo sochas enecha. What did the Tosfos just say? That the starting point is what? It's Adam Zerman, and what the Kavanah of Sifrei is, does anyone look up the Sifrei? I don't know, there seem to be two different yourselves. Which way does it say it as?
It's teaching Adam Zerman is Mammon from Boshes.
So it's going from Boshes to, which way, Rabbeinu Peretz's Pshat or Tosfos's Pshat? I don't know, I'm not sure which Pshat. I don't remember anymore. I don't remember. Okay, so if the kavanah of the sifrei is that you're going from the Zohar to Edim Zohar to Boshes and not vice versa, then obviously you still haven't found the mysterious pasuk. So you have to fall back on Rashi anyway. So we have two objections to the Yesh Mefarshim Pshat. It was very, very, enticing, the pshat, because it avoided the complications of making Zerah Shavah to words that don't exist. But in the end of the day, it falls short because the word Losach Zanecha is not found in Talmud Bavli and Dafei. And the Sifrei in front of us seems to be going in the exact opposite direction. Tosfos gets into trouble with the Sifrei also. You know why? Tosfos gets into the same trouble that Rabbeinu Peretz got into with the Sifrei. What's the problem? If this was a real drasha of Losachos Einecha as being the real mokor, so that it should have been mentioned in the list of the four, it should have been five words, which it doesn't say. So Tosfos hides behind and says, well, the Ein Lo Meshu Gezer Shava Gemura, the it's not a real gezer shava, which of course poses the problem. So then, what is the source? We're not sure. So we throw our hands up, and one thing we're absolutely not sure about is where did this din of meita be'edim zomim come from? It exists because it's on the list, so we can't, we can't say it doesn't exist. It exists in full force. There's a din of meita be'edim zomim. We know be'amun shleima. There's a din of meita be'edim zomim because otherwise it wouldn't be called an av. But quite frankly, we have no idea what the source is. Maybe Rashi's made up Gzeirah Shavah. Maybe the Sifrei's, perhaps Gzeirah Shavah. We really, really don't have a hand. We don't have a clear what the source is. But we believe that it's there, because otherwise, why in the world would it make the list of the others? So the Rishonim quote a third possibility. The Rabbeinu Peretz makes reference to it. Other Rishonim make reference to it as the Sheet of the Riva. Some quote in the name of the who? Everyone saw? Name of the Ravid. Different Rishonim make reference to the same Shita that parts ways both with Rashi and with the Yesh Mefarshim. And what is that? That the question is what? What's the question? Question is better than the answer. that Edim Zomim, there is no source in Chumash, in Tosh B'Chsav, there is no Gzereshava, there's no real source that Edim Zomim always pay me mate of. So what? So then what's it on the list for? The answer is, because most of the time it pays me mate of. Not because of a pasuk or anything, but based on a totally different consideration. Why does it pay me mate of, everybody say? Because most of the time, most Tashlumim in the Torah are mate of Dikha Tashlumim. Harayah, there are 23 which are mate of. So if two Edom come and say Reuben broke Shimon's window, when the Edom get caught and turned into Edom, they have to pay me meitav. Why? Not because there's a drasha from Tachas that doesn't exist, and not because Lo Sachas Einecha. The reason why? What's the engine that's driving Edom Zom and pay meitav? Give me the words. Give me the drasha. Tashazama. That's it. You were Zomain to make the guy pay meitav. You are going to pay meitav. Or let's say two Edom came and say this guy was a shayel and. He's responsible for what happened. It turns out that it's not true. It was really Mesa Machas Malacha, and they said no. Or it's the Shama Socha. They claimed that it was stolen. It was really Ones. And we catch him, and we make them pay. So we're trying to make a cheshbon. What property do they have to give up? They have to pay from their Meitav. Why? Because Kashazom dictates that. Not because of an independent Mokor and Chumash Tosh Mechsav, the Repeg, the Rishavas Meiselech. But Hilchus Kashazom is what ultimately forces us to extract Meitav from the Edom Zomim. Of course, this shot falls very, very short because every once in a blue moon, there'll be a teshlum, and that is what? That's not meitav. Give me some examples. Give me people who don't pay meitav. Ksuba doesn't pay meitav. What does it pay? Zibur, it's the garbage. Who else doesn't pay meitav? Bachoy doesn't pay meitav. What does Bachoy pay? Pay. And even that's only midrabban. I'll tell you what does Bachoy pay. Pay ziburis. Right? So there are cases in halacha that are not meitav. So Zokhter Ivid, Zokhter Rival, Zokhter Rabbeinu Peres, first shot, that, what's the answer? In Hochi. Nami, what's going to be the din? What is Allah going to be? What? You're not going to pay Meitav. So why is it on the list? 99% of the time, it's appropriate to call it Meitav. But it's not really Meitav. The din of paying Meitav only emanates from Kashas Zomim. It's a Chiddush Gadol.
Is Rivet saying that the Edom Zomim that's on the list is all of Edom Zomim, or is he saying that when it says Edom Zomim, it just means in a case where they're testifying about Meitav?
I mean, the bottom line is Edom Zomim will have to pay in every single case. But the reason why we're comfortable leaving it on the list, even though it's not 100% true, is because 9 out of 10 times it will be true. But you're right that you do have to pay, but it's not going to be Meitav. Because hold on. Okay, very, very good question. So, basically, let's think a little bit about this Raven and this Rival and this Rabbi Peretz, this first Pshat. Let's think a little bit about what they're saying. They are invoking Kasha Zomam in an interesting, innovative way. What do I mean by that? They are using Kasha Zomam not in the classic conventional way. Classic Kashas Zomim in Mabinus is relevant to what? To a price tag. To an amount that you have to pay. You testified the guy broke a window. The Beis Din evaluated the broken window at $1,000. When you get caught, you have to pay $1,000. That's Kashas Zomim. Here, we're taking Kashas Zomim to a new level. We're saying that not only do you have to pay the value, but you have to pay in a tsura. Not just a kamos, but almost like an echos of tashlumen. Because at the end of the day, whether you pay back Edis Benes as you wish, you're paying the same value. And we all know that, tachos, if you broke the window, you're going to pay $1,000. If you borrowed $1,000, you're paying $1,000. What's the difference between Edis and Ziburis? It's not a value difference. What is it? It's a preference. Namely, most people, if I ask somebody, what would you rather have? Would you rather have $1 million worth of property in Manhattan? I don't mean 185th Street, I mean real Manhattan. Would you rather have $1 million worth of property in Manhattan, which would give you about that much space, maybe a half a room of an office? Or would you rather have $1 million of property where? In the middle of where? Wyoming. Okay, your choice. Right? So most people would probably opt for the Manhattan, unless you're a farmer. So what is the Ravid saying, a Chiddush Gadol? He's saying that Kasha Zomim dictates to us not just value of Teshlumin, but the Tzura, the Eichos of the Teshlumin as well. Could Rashi be parting ways with that? Could Rashi and Rov HaRishonim probably say, no. That's a Kasha. Kasha doesn't speak to that. Kasha Zomim doesn't address how you pay. Kasha Zomim addresses the value of what you pay. How you pay. You go back to the regular rules, we'll figure out whether you pay Idis, pay this, Iburis, whatever the rules, the Kol Yatar are. But that has no impact, Yuzeh, on the Din of Kasha Zomim. Is there an underlying issue that's going on here as to what can or can't Kasha Zomim do?
Okay.
I'm just guessing. I'm just throwing out a possibility. I don't know. But within the Ravid, you see a Gevaldika for it. That the Ravid is using Kasha Zomim not just for Kamos, but Eichos as well. Does anyone remember what this brings back a memory to? Rav Ochanan, very good, excellent. This is not identical to Rav Ochanan said, but very, very close to Rav Ochanan, back, all the way back where? So long ago, it was actually at the top of Hamad Aleph. It seems like so long ago, because we've been learning 3 weeks about Mefagel, and then we had 6 weeks off, and then we had one or two other things, and then we had Bechinas, and we had other stuff, and you know, some of the other sugyas we were talking about, but in the end of the day, it was only about 20 lines ago. There was a machlokes ha-tanoi in between, who knew? Between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon about what is what? But the Eden Zomim is what or what? But it's a moment of Knas. And the Rabbanon and Rabbi Akiva was screaming and saying, Eden Zomim is a Knas. Shirelu also Maisa. They didn't do anything. They didn't cause any after the moment, and they're still paying. Ein l'chol Knas, Godel Mizah. And the Rabbanon said, nope, it's Mammon. No, it's Mammon. And what did the Rabbanon never ever do? They never explain themselves. They never address Rabbi Kiva's taina. Rabbi Kiva says, Knas by definition means you didn't really cause this hefset. Like by Dal Vehe, I didn't cause the guy who lost the 4 and 5. It's a Knas chinuchi, it's a fine. It's a penalty for what I did, but it's not commensurate with the hefset Mammon. So that's what Rabbi Akiva said to all the other Heligat Tanoim, Eden Zomim is not commensurate with anything. The loss was zero, and now we're making the guy giving him a Knas. And therefore Rabbi Akiva concluded, Eden Zomim, what was his big break to Rabbi Akiva? Because the Knas, therefore Eden Zomim, and not what? Not Misham Piyatzma. Anyone remember that sugya? Eden Zomim and Misham Piyatzma? Wasn't that a big sugya? Right? We spent a lot of time in that. No one remembers? Remember Ketosim, one days and two days, and I remember? No, vaguely, please remember.
What?
Rav Shmuel over there. Yeah, it was crazy, but I got the basic idea. I know what you meant. Exactly. I got it. You meant exciting, right?
Yeah,
I got it. Okay. So the Rabbanan never explained themselves. So it took 2,000 years till somebody explained the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan. And he said, I'll tell you Pshan the Rabbanan. You know what's the Pshan the Rabbanan? Who remembers? What's Pshan the Rabbanan? Why did the Rabbanan look you straight in the face and say, I don't care what you say, it's still Mammon. You know why? What word dictates that it's Mammon? Kasha Zomim. They testified to the Mechayev guy Mammon? They testified that the guy broke a window? They testified the guy borrowed money? We take whatever they said and sticks back on them. It flies back to them. They testified about Achiv Mammon? They become Chayev Achiv Mammon as well. It's the magic words of Kasha Zomim. That was the response of the Rabbanan to Rabbi Akiva. And what would Rabbi Akiva respond back to that response? What's the answer Rabbi said? Rabbi Akiva would turn back to the Rabbanan and say, Kasha Zomim means that's how you evaluate numbers. That's a numbers game. It's not a conceptual game. You can't use Kasha Zomim to tell me what the Eichos HaTashlumin is. Kasha Zomim is a Din Dekamos HaTashlumin. So what we're saying now is, if we're connecting the dots, between what was Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan in the world of Baranovich, Rabbi Chanan Shtikl Torah, that shaila is now resurfacing in the world of the Rishonim here on Daf Hamad Aleph at the bottom. It seems to be it's not identical, it's a very similar type of idea. How far does Kasha Zomim go? Does Kasha Zomim define every single aspect of the Teshlubin? Or is Kasha Zomim just a way of measuring dollars and cents? Interesting, fascinating. So Rabbi say, when all the dust settles, Edom Zomim is an Av, and it pays Netav, according to Rashi and according to Yesh Mepharshim, all the time. And there's some Mokor, again, even though all the Mekoros that have been advanced have problems to them. One of those occurs has to be right. Or do we take the other approach of the Ravid and the Rival and the other opinion of Rabbeinu Peretz? It's taka not true. You taka don't always pay meitav. You only pay meitav when Kasher Zomer dictates that way, and therefore it's slipped in between the cracks onto the list, but not really appropriately. But whatever you think about Edom Zomer, at the end of the day, the defining feature that makes this magic list, if you want to be one of the big 24, you want to be in the top 24 cases on Bava Kama Dev, hey, you better pay me meitav. And if you don't pay me meitav, we're not willing to talk to you. So hopefully Hashem, tomorrow, we have to go back to that yesod and see, are there other cases that made the list, didn't make the list, should have made the list, we thought were on the list, and is meitav correctly applied, incorrectly applied? So we have a lot of work to do with some things that have been kind of like loose ends on Daf Hamed Aleph, and we have to now re-examine, have to go back to Daf Hamed Aleph and look at it under the microscope through the eyes of meitav. Hopefully Hashem will try to take that starting tomorrow. Okay. Mm-hmm.